It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Yes, here we go. Back to Flow Dreaming. Welcome. Well, I don't know, back to, for me, it's back to another episode. In fact, I tape these regularly, 4 times a month. I tape them as live radio shows every Tuesday at noon Pacific time, complete with a call-in number. You can ask me questions, all kinds of stuff. That is then put up as a podcast distributed through iTunes and Stitcher and through my own app, actually. There's an app on your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, any of your tablets that you can download, and it will organize the shows for you. You can search for them by subject or what I'm talking about. You can star or mark your favorite ones. It's pretty cool. In fact, there is a huge archive, like hundreds of episodes in there. Some of them go back into what they call premium, which basically means you've just subscribed to it. It's a couple dollars, literally. It's less than a cup of regular coffee at Starbucks each month if you want to listen to all the past ones. So check them out. So today we are talking about commitment, right? The flow of commitment, the emotion of commitment, the energy of commitment. Flow Dreaming, you know, the title of this program refers to a lot of things. I mean, the umbrella just kind of keeps getting bigger and bigger. I feel like I just keep pushing it further up the stick. An umbrella is going to take over all of life pretty soon. Well, actually, for me, it already has. Flow Dreaming used to just be a technique I used to make things, create things, guide things, nudge things. Then I began to ask, why does this work? And how can I make it work better? And what's going on inside me that is blocking this from working or resisting it from working? And why do I do things and be, you know, met with resistance back? And all kinds of questions, right? That's what my last decade has been about, really answering questions. And I'm still very much in the process of answering questions about our ability to, I hate to say control our environment, control our future, control our life, because it's not really control. You think it is going in, right? That's what law of attraction is, manifesting is, the ability to control. This is going to be the outcome. This is what I want. Let's make it happen. Yet you discover that it's more like being put into the driver's seat. You get to decide where you want to go, but you didn't make the road, right? You didn't lay down the blacktop or the concrete or the pothole dirt road or sometimes the really rocky road you can barely get over. You didn't lay all that down, but you know where you're going. And you have the ability to bring in the resources, people, smart moves, intuitive decision-making, self-trust, so that no matter what kind of road you're facing, you've got what you need to conquer it, to take care of it. I was talking with a friend earlier about how all of us are going to encounter, and she used the word life tsunamis. One of her clients uses that word, and we both think it's just fabulous. Life tsunamis. These are things like divorces and bankruptcies and car crashes and cancer and fibromyalgia and deaths in the family. Things like that, right? The ones that just take you down for the count for a little bit. And we were talking about what you do when you get through that, how you weather that. And we were talking, I was saying, you know, well, I teach manifesting, which in theory would be how to avoid everything and only have an absolutely perfect life. And we laugh because I'm like, no, that's in theory. It's more like being in the driver's seat. And you get to determine if your car is really good or really crummy. Are you cruising over that dirt road in a nice big off-road vehicle? Or are you trying to navigate it on a bike, you know, a little bicycle? That's under your control. That's what your control is. Life is going to give you various and periodic experiences that you don't ask for, right? Every one of us is going to get at least several, period, at least several. You probably maybe already had your several. Maybe you've got several still ahead of you. You haven't had any yet. They're going to be there. Commitment in flow is an energy of knowing that I can do this. I've got this. I know what I need to know. I've been helped the way I need to be helped. I'm being led the way I need to be led. I'm in alignment the way I need to be in alignment. And if I don't have an answer, I know what question to ask. And if I don't know what question to ask, I know how to open up and receive the question. Right? You, no matter how far back you take the logic, it's still answered. You've still got it. That is a feeling of commitment. Now, commitment, most people think, is an intellectual process, you know, a mental process. I was talking with my me schoolers last night about the mental mind, the emotional self, the physical self. The emotional self, I'm going to sort of lump in right now for this comparison as the spiritual emotional self, right? The greater self. Because the emotion is how one really contacts and speaks with the spiritual self. The mental self says, I need to control everything so that I'm safe in my life. And if you give the mental self too much control, it will jail you. It will protect you until you are like Bubble Boy. You don't get anything because you're so restricted in. Well, I can't quit my job, even though I want to, because I need the money. I, you know, and no, it's not good money, but it could be worse. The mental self is saying, hunker down. Stop that. Don't do that. I've got this under control, right? Control is the feeling of safety. Flow, you would think then, is the opposite feeling of safety. Oh, well, I don't know what's going to happen. Ah! It's not. Flow is a different kind of safety. Flow is what the emotional self experiences. When it says to the mental self, hey, you've done a really good job taking care of me, helping me make good decisions, helping me navigate, helping me control those things I can control. But you know what? Sometimes you have to release and listen and let go and develop some self-trust and let me have this moment of self-love and self-awareness. And I know you can't rationalize it, and I know you can't make sense of it, mental mind, but I'm not going to give that to you right now. You don't get to have everything. My emotional self needs to be honored and valued and validated too. That's my higher self. That's my bigger self. That's my whole self. That's my greatest self. My spirit self. My soul self. All of the emotional imprints, all of the experiences I've ever had have come through, imprinted into me, become part of me. And almost all of them were inscribed into me through their emotional content. The pictures, the people's faces, the dates, all of that stuff fades. What lingers is the feeling, the knowing, oh, I remember that feeling in my life. I remember that experience. So flow is really about opening to the emotional self, about allowing the self. Commitment is when you say to the mental self, I know you want to commit, and you can do a good job of it, and I've seen you do a good job of it, but I know that you reach a maximum saturation point with commitment. Right? I've seen you do that at the gym and my diets, you know, 1,000 times. I know that mental self, you're really good at enforcing things in the short term, being really strong. But, you know, just like a parent who can't make their kid go through the entire, you know, timeout because their emotional self says, okay, all right. We know who's really calling the shots. It's the emotional self. How does the emotional self commit? How does that happen? And just as an aside, the physical self, well, that's the one who enacts the commitment. And the physical self will step up and squawk and complain too. It'll say, I want that cigarette. No, I really, really want that cigarette. You got to get everybody on board when you're committing to something. But I want to go back to the emotional self for a moment here, because that's the one we most often ignore. Because we ignore our emotional self all the time anyway. Why would we pay attention to it now? The feeling, the emotion of commitment is a deep well inside you. And it's one that you cultivate. You tend it like you tend a garden. If you ignore it, it will dry up. The well will dry. The garden will go parched and the plants will die. If you tend it, your emotional garden is rich, vibrant, and it feeds you. Just like a real garden or a real well. It feeds you. It nourishes you. It provides you all the energy and sustenance that grows all the rest of your life. Now, think of the emotion plant in your garden. I mean, the emotional commitment plant, excuse me, in your garden. This plant, this feeling is one that says, I can feel all kinds of ways about something, and I may go into doubt about it. I may go into fear about it. I may go into lack about it. I may go into worry. I may go into a feeling of I don't have enough. I may go into a feeling of guilt or shame or on and on and on. All the things that you wish you hadn't done that you don't like, all of that. Commitment, though, pulls you back. Commitment says you don't need to be in those. You don't need to be in those. Why are you punishing yourself? How long do you want the self-punishment to go on for? When does it end? When, who says you've had enough? The commitment self says, if you're facing something, a choice, the decision to make or go big in something, the choice or decision or commitment to get through something, if I can just get through this divorce, if I can just get through this legal settlement, if I can just get through. Commitment says you will. No matter all of those other emotions that are trying to pull on you and pinch at you, commitment holds you in your alignment. You get it? Commitment holds you into your flow. You always go back to that feeling inside you that says, you said you were going to do this. Are you going to let something else be bigger than you? Really? Because it better be mighty big. Better be totally out of your hands. And you don't want that. So I'm going to believe instead that you really do have this. And you really can handle this. Because you've committed to it. You've committed to your alignment. You've committed to your flow. You've committed to a state of trust, right? That's probably one of the hardest combinations for 90% of the people, clients, students I encounter. Committing to trust. And I know these words can come across as really hollow. It's like, oh, love yourself and commit to trust. So just take a second and hear me. Commit to trust. If you're really doing it, what probably opens in you is a bloom of scary feeling. What if I'm wrong? What if it's wrong? What if this means I'm somehow taking my eye off the ball? What if, what if, what if? It's mental mind saying, what, you want me to release a little bit? You want me to share? I don't want to share. I don't like sharing. That's mental mind. Flow self, emotional self, higher self, guidance self says, if you don't commit to trust, you're going to miss every sign we send you. You're going to miss every exit ramp that we're trying to point you down. You're going to miss every opportunity that we place in front of your face. Open yourself to trust. What is it you want? What is your emotional endpoint? When you're trying to create something, it's never a thing you're trying to create. I know, crazy, huh? It's never a thing. You're like, yes, it is. It's a business. Yes, it is. It's a, you know, it's a boyfriend. Yes, it is. It's a raise. Yes, it is. It's a, behind each one of those things or objects is really an emotion. The raise makes you feel secure, more safe, makes you feel more free. You have more freedom in your life to buy and get what you need. Boyfriend, the emotion behind that is, I want companionship. I want someone I can express love to and feel love with back and forth. These are emotions. There's an emotion behind everything you've chosen for yourself. The things come and go all through your life. There's a parade of things that we go after, one after another. Even if you don't live in a very materialistic society, even if your options are very few, things still become, maybe if I get this, it will make me feel that. That's a human condition. So in flow dreaming, we go right for, well, wait a minute, how do I want to feel? And maybe then I can free up all the things that are going to lead me to that feeling. I don't need to be so controlling of those things that lead me to the feeling. This is where it gets really interesting. Because then things come in that you don't expect or anticipate. You say, whoa, I didn't even know about this. Wow, I had no idea that would lead to that. Gosh, this doesn't look right. Is this right? Why? But you go back into commitment. You go back into trust. Okay, if this is right, then I will roll with it. If this is in my alignment, because see, I'm staying in alignment. As long as I'm in alignment, I'm in balance, I'm in flow, I'm listening to my heart. That is what you're really telling your whole life to do, to say back to you, to show back to you, to mirror back to you. Life, I'm living in my heart. I'm living in my trust. I'm living in my growth. I'm so committed to that. So whatever you've just handed me, I may not understand it. But if it's in my alignment, I understand it's going to be here and it's going to do something for me. And I'm going to commit and receive it and move through it. I am. Because that's what I do. I commit. People who don't commit, let's use contrast for a second to try to get this lesson through. People who don't commit, what comes up in your mind when I say that? Right? Everybody already has an impression of people who don't commit. We're all thinking of ex-potential partners who wouldn't commit, tie the knot. We're thinking of other experiences in our life where people just didn't really give, they didn't reach out, they didn't go all in. It's like kids on the beach and they build a half a sandcastle and then they leave. What have they really built? Well, they've had some experience, but they haven't finished things. People who commit are usually finishers. We don't like to stop halfway. We like to see something all the way through. Oftentimes, it's because we don't want to do it again. And sometimes, it's because we do want to do it again. It was that good. Give me more of that. Committed people are finishers. If you're not a finisher, look at your commitment. Committed people are also intimate. I know that's weird. How does intimacy connect to commitment? Why do I use that word so dang much in flow dreaming? gives a lot of people the shivers and the nerves. Intimacy. I'm not just talking like romantic intimacy. No. I mean intimacy of who you are. When you commit to something, what you're doing is you're opening, you're exposing yourself to it. You're saying, I accept you and I receive you. If I commit to you, I have to show all the way up for you. That means all of me has to show up, which means I can't close off, hide, or stand back with a part of me. I have to go all in. And I feel strong enough that I can go all in with a sense of safety, right? Isn't this usually why we're not intimate with people? It's self-protection. It's a feeling of safety. I don't want to get my heart broken. What if they don't like me? What if they think I'm stupid? All that stuff. We're self-protecting all the time. What it does, though, is it makes us stand back from other people, stand back from experiences, stand back from opportunities. It's not just people you get intimate with. It's everything you get intimate with. Your career? Are you really getting intimate with it? If so, you're probably getting really committed with it. Whatever applies in a romantic relationship applies across the board. If you're getting really intimate with someone, you're probably getting really committed with them too. These two go together, you know, they're brother, sister, hand in hand. Committed people are intimate. They're not afraid to get intimate. They have mastered inside themselves the ability to say, I trust so much that even if this does hurt, I will heal. And I'm comfortable healing. And I'm confident in healing. And I know how to heal. And I don't heal with a thought of I will be scarred. I heal with a feeling of that's one more thing I experienced and gained from. And gained from, grew from. Everything you commit to should always have that as the objective. How will I gain or grow from this? Now, some things we select to commit to, making our mental mind feel a little, whew, more safe. Some things we don't select to commit to, but we have to do it anyway. Think about caretaking your elderly parent. That exactly wasn't in your plans, I bet. Yet here it is. Are you going to commit to it? Are you going to get intimate with it? Or are you always going to do it kind of half-assed and stand back and try not to pay attention and not give? Now, giving, of course, doesn't mean you have to be present from morning till night. It means, though, that you commit to the situation. This will be resolved. We'll figure this out. We'll fix this. We'll make this work so that we can both live and live well and live as healthy as we can. I'm not going to go into that caregiver syndrome. No way. I commit to not doing that while at the same time valuing my parent and giving back to them. You can do that. Remember, your commitment is under your control. Commitment is under your control. So, I know this lesson today was really a lesson, right? But it's really important as you grow as a manifester, as a flow dreamer. I see people all the time just saying, oh, I want this, I want that. I'm just going to flow dream on it and it's going to happen for me in a week or two or so. And I'm like, you haven't even committed to this. You're just asking like going into Nordstrom's and saying, oh, I really love to have this shirt. It's so beautiful. I wish I had the money. I'll just wait for it to show up. It's not commitment. That's just looking at something that looks good and hoping somebody will give it to you. That's a state of powerlessness in actuality. You like that blouse? How are you going to commit to get that blouse? What needs to be done? Right? That's where flow picks up and says, we can get you the resources. Is it in your alignment? Yes. Is it going to look amazing on you? Yes. Are we able to find the funds for this? Yes. That's commitment. Okay, quick break. When we get back, probably scared you all off from calling me, huh, with that little saga about commitment. When we get back, though, I will take your calls. If anyone should dare to call me, I'll look inside you, your flow. I'll help you see through a situation. You probably already noticed that commitment leads to clarity. Commitment always leads to clarity. If you're confused right now, you're not in a state of commitment. You're saying, yeah, because I don't know what to commit to. Right? You got to move out of that energy and into the next. There's no reason you can't. There's no reason ever to stay in a place that doesn't have clarity. There is always clarity in every situation. I can prove it to you. Okay, so stay with me. And we're also going to do a little flow dream later on. So I'll be right back after this.
It's summer, and while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table, and you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles.
And there is one daring caller coming to talk to me this time. By the way, that little note you just heard about Me School, I don't know what year or month you'll be listening to this podcast, but just at the moment, the next Me School is planned for 2016. I do have a wait list going, though. And like I said, I think a show or two ago, there's already a pretty significant number of people on it. This is the perfect time to get on it. That way I could update you throughout the year as we get closer to it, give you opportunity to save your pennies for it. It is well worth it. Many students from my first class actually are graduating, and a huge significant number are continuing into second year. And that only happens in programs like these when they have really received effective results. I mean, really effective results. Me School is not about learning new stuff. Me School is really about implementing what you learn, right? Putting it into practice. You hear me on this podcast. That's the difference. A lot of people say, well, I listen to the podcast. It's good enough. I'm like, it's good because it's working on your thinking, right? It's changing your thinking. But if you truly want to change, it has to move from knowledge to implementation. This is where, in my opinion, the vast majority of schools and programs fail. They teach the knowledge, but no one says, now, how do we plug this into your life? How do you use it? Do something with it. You know, change something inside yourself, inside your life. All of my students, I force them, I require them. You know, the energy of commitment. If we were teaching this in Me School right now, I would then have an exercise. I'd have multiple exercises. I'd have flow dreams to back this up. I'd say, let's recondition your emotional self now so that this is a feeling that comes naturally to you, that comes instantly to you. Now let's practice this. Choose something in your life that you're going to commit to. Report back to me. I want to know what happened to you. And then we diagnose and troubleshoot. Hey, what happened when you did that? Let's see if we could adjust this a little bit. Use flow now in such a way that it will put you back where you need to go, or yes, you're exactly where you need to go. Let's accelerate at this point, right? That's what makes this so exciting. Physical, visible, monetary, life-enhancing changes. Anyway, enough said about Me School. Let's go to some calls. Elena, you're calling from Montreal, Canada. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. What's on your mind?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, what's up?
Hi. Well, thank you for taking the call. I'm so excited to speak to you. I'm listening to your podcast since 2006, and I really, really love it.
Oh, I love it. I love to hear that. So your thinking has been hopefully quite changed over the years. Like I've gone in there and just massaged your thinking for the last 9 years.
But the main source is always love and wisdom. That's what we all need. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. You said love and wisdom, yes?
Yes. Well, my question for today, I had a big, huge time, like going through difficult time in my life. It's going to different country, from Germany to Canada. And I learned a lot. It was self-growth. I know my soul chose that path, or maybe one of the paths I could have. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to commit to myself that I want to change. It's 10 years. It's enough. I don't want to struggle. I want to learn through joy and love. And yeah. I'm trying to choose the path. I tried to separate from my boyfriend. Didn't work. I didn't have enough clarity, and I didn't manage it through finances. So then I started to build up my finances, and I go through one job, second job, third job, and they bring me closer and closer what I want to do, and it's basically sale. Mm-hmm. Sales, I know I just have that in me. I also mm-hmm. studied coaching, but I didn't have enough power to start mm-hmm. to do it because yeah. I lost my energy through struggle in life. I cannot yeah. empower others until I'm strong on my feet.
Yes.
So my question is, I applied for a job in investing. It's mm-hmm. a group investors in Montreal, a pretty famous company, and I did exam mutual funds. I enjoyed reading the material, but I would like to know about my immediate future there. If you could just have a glimpse about that for me, I would be so appreciating that.
Okay, so this is an investment company that are you currently working for them, or you've applied to work for them?
I applied. They inviting me. They support people who are extremely committing to that job. They're going to mm-hmm. support them. If I'm going to bring clients, they're going to give bonuses, and there is a good program. You have flyers. You can promote yourself. They have mm-hmm. good coaches there, and I'm interested in raising money. I always was interested how it works, so mm-hmm. I do have interest in it. However, I have since I was going through a couple of jobs, mm-hmm. I would like to know if this is something that I really going to grow through, learn a lot, and make
yeah.
money.
Okay. First of all, it doesn't matter how many jobs you go through, right? There's no social litmus test that says, oh, you've had one job too many. You've got to go back to go or start on the board. Meaning, that's a monopoly term. Don't worry about the jobs that you've traveled through, right? Mm-hmm. Those are fine. You go into something, you say, oh, this is out of alignment with me. Pull back, find the next thing. Oh, that one's out of alignment too. Pull back, find the next thing. I would rather see you go through jobs than stay in one long job that absolutely doesn't fit you, because mm-hmm. that means you're actually not listening. Mm-hmm. So here you are approaching this new investment job where you will probably be, it feels like there's some commission, they're going to ask you to develop sales. You know, if you want sales, you will learn sales. You will be able to practice your selling with them. I get a feeling that this company probably, it's like they bring in a lot of people. It's almost a numbers game to them. Speaking of numbers, you know, they bring in a certain number of people knowing a certain number will wash out. And some good ones will stay. Oh, it's like panning for gold. That's what they're doing. They're panning for gold. And they want to see, will you be gold? Will you be a gold flake? If you are, then they move you in. They move you deeper into their company. They move you up the ranks of it. So really what you're encountering here, it feels like a kind of screening process. It's a screening process. And that's what you'll be moving through. And you'll notice it. You're like, yeah, you're screening me, aren't you? You know, they won't say it like that, but that's what really they're doing. So I do expect that you're going to get some kind of invitation to move further. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work with them, if something happens that you wash out of their screening process, I really would encourage you to look at another company like that. Because what I see looking for you is that there are several goals that are going to be met by this. One, your inner strength, that power that you talked about that you need for coaching, can be built as you learn sales, as you learn what it means to, you know, connect to other people, to understand their needs. You will grow in your own sense of self-worth, and that also is going to impact your ability to move out, you know, to let go of your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You're seeking something that is going to be difficult for you because you know it's going to solve issues on these other levels as well. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want to see you stay with this. I believe you can do it. I know you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm gonna do it no matter what. And I'm sure everything brings us experience. I'm going to do it. Sounds absolutely great to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call, Elena. Good luck. Lots of flow to you. Bye. Oh, I think I recognize our next caller. Well, there's not many men named Yogesh, is there? Maybe there are. I don't know. Yogesh, you're my me schooler. Hey, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the most appropriate time to call in. As we've been talking about commitment.
And, yeah.
When I came back from the retreat, I was like all over the place. And a very funny situation came up. You know, I've been in a relationship for 9 years.
Yeah.
And just a misunderstanding came up, and we realized that, you know, there was, I think Flo just brought it up.
Yeah.
As you had mentioned. We tried to resolve it, and eventually yesterday we my partner Robert actually is very supportive of flow dreaming and the whole process. So he understood it's like, what's happening? We can't resolve this because, every time we would resolve it, something else would come up. So mm-hmm. we decided there's nothing wrong. We've been together for 9 years. We've all put things underneath the carpet, so that's what's coming out, and we just need to deal with it and work on it. Now, the reason I've called is because it ties into commitment. For me, I feel a relationship is to be committed to each other.
Yes.
And I want you to help me sort of get that feeling and be able to, so that I can flow dream, because that's what we've decided. I'll be doing the flow dreaming, and we'll be taking action every day to make sure we recognize each other, and we acknowledge each other in the relationship.
I love your plan. So you're the one who's doing the emotional connecting, the flow dreaming, to keep you guys, to keep both of you in alignment.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a beautiful thing to do, because when you're in a partnership, you're exchanging the most amount of energy with the people who are closest to you. So what you do and create can easily overflow onto them. I don't remember if I spoke about this at the retreat, but I know I've spoken about it recently with somebody. When you're growing, right? Apart, you grow, he's growing, and together the partnership has to grow. And the person that you met 9 years ago is not the same person you're with today. What happens often is people continue to grow in a partnership, and then they get afraid. You know, I'm not the person I used to be. You're not the person you used to be. Are we still together? Would we still come together now if we had met each other now? So it's like, we try to freeze ourselves and be the person that the person thinks we are or used to know, and we get afraid to show them who we really are now. And that's where we start to sweep a lot of things under the carpet. And you say, well, my partner wouldn't understand this, or I can't share this with them, or he would think it was stupid of me, or he doesn't want me to spend the money, or he doesn't want me to, take this new job, or right? And we start to build up this picture in our head of who we think our partner is and how they think that we should be acting towards them. And we don't realize we're creating a fantasy. Creating a fantasy. In reality, your partner feels everything you are. You feel everything he is. Whether or not you're not saying things, it doesn't matter. Your energy speaks ahead of your words. And it's like you've both just come to a common agreement. We won't talk about this, and we'll pretend it's this. So now you've erupted that. You've said, no, I want to acknowledge the growth states we're both in right now and who we are today. So you're looking at doing some patching up, right? Because you're catching up on all that growth and change that's happened over the last 9 years. Hopefully, this is a process that could take a couple of weeks. I've seen it happen in a couple of nights with couples before. It doesn't have to take forever, especially if you're both on board and committed. So close your eyes with me, Yogesh. You can do this. Get into the commitment feeling. Yep. You're feeling your partner. Bring his feeling state, who he is, his energy signature, as you know we call it. His energy signature is coming up around you. He's close. He's wide open. And you look at yourself, and you are close, and you are wide open. It's like if the two of you were facing each other, your chests are glowing with a beautiful open light. Someone has opened the windows, letting all of you spill out in forward. It's almost a feeling of being naked and unashamed. This is it. I am not ashamed. This is who I am. These are the needs I have. These are the fears I have. We committed to each other because we wanted stability. We wanted to share in each other's growth. That's why we committed in the first place. We were curious to see who we would develop into. We each wanted to see that about each other. That's why we said, let's stay together. And I will support you as you turn into the person you're becoming, and you'll support me as I turn into the person I'm becoming. And we're just remembering our promise right now. We're remembering why we decided, hey, I want to stick around with you. And sometimes stuff comes up and we say, ew, that's an icky part of you. Ooh, that's an icky part of me. And we look at it and we go, let's drop that in the trash. I don't think I want to keep that part. Or, yeah, I don't know what to do with that part of me either. I'm still trying to figure that out. Help me with that. I'd love to figure it out. And right now there is a beautiful exchange, this openness, this honesty. It's like clear, gorgeous light going back and forth. You don't even have to feel commitment because the commitment is so there. So there. All right, Yogesh, I'm going to stop this now because you've got noise in the background. It's probably distracting you too. That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Does that give you a sense of where you're going? Like the commitment is something that naturally starts to bubble up when you start feeling around your relationship this way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's what I wanted.
And I
should say, you know, for anybody who's listening out there, flow brings up everything. You can't ignore it.
Oh, man, now nobody's going to come listen to my podcast anymore. Thanks, Yogesh.
No, but it's always good, so I'm sure.
It is always good. All right. I appreciate
you. Actually, we're very happy that it came up.
So. Very happy. Excellent. You see, because you know what? If it didn't, at some point the relationship would have become brittle and broken.
Yep.
Right? That would have been the other result. And you asked, I want this to stay together. This is what has to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Right. You know, what Yogesh says is true. Things come up that hold you back. That's all that came up in their relationship, something that held them back. And that's why for me, when I'm flowing, right, when I'm in flow dreaming, when I'm moving forward into this beautiful life I'm creating for myself, I want to know what is holding me back. Imagine that you're creating this beautiful flowing river of light, of selfhood, of expansion, of growth, of income, of family, of intimacy, and there's a dam across your river. Would you say, oh man, I'm such a drag that I saw that? No, your reaction is quite opposite. It's like, thank God I saw that. I have been wondering for years what has prevented me from ever going further than this point. You guys know what I'm talking about, further than this point. We all have these points where we have capped off in our life. To get further than that point, you have to be willing to see the dam blocking it. And trust me, when you do, you're there with your best friend, your family, and an army. And that's your flow, saying, well, we're here. What do you want us to do? And it's like, you know, the Corps of Engineers, get to work, guys. You know, unplug this dam. I'm flowing for it. I'm in alignment for it. I've got all the help I need for it. You will. You will have the help. You don't do this alone. You do not do this process alone. Even if you think you are, you're fooling yourself. Okay, quick break. When we come back, I'll see if we have time for one more. We may just have time for a flow dream, okay? I want to leave you all in a fabulous feeling state right after this.
Hey, it's summer on break, and just wanted to tell you this podcast, it is supported entirely by flowdreaming.com, my website where you can find hundreds of very cool flow dreams to purchase and download so you can begin reinventing every aspect of your life. And one thing you should really pick up is the free Flow Dreaming Introduction Kit. It's at flowdreaming.com too, and it teaches you this remarkable technique in detail and fast. So go to flowdreaming.com, get it now, and while you're there, yeah, check out my blog as well. Lots of love. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. We are going to get into our flow right now, which, as you may or may not know, is one of the most emotionally delicious states that you can give to yourself, right? This is better than getting your mani-pedi. It is a moment for you to sink in to something that feels much bigger than yourself, way more on track than yourself, that you can put all of your trust into, and that you can not ask things of, because it's not like you're the child and it's the parent. It's more like you just become what you are. You become what you want to be when you're in this state. You emotionally experience it when you're in this state. And this, in turn, recreates who you are. You know, some people tell me, well, flow is just God to me, Summer. You say flow, I say God. Some people say it's source. Some people say, no, it's universal consciousness. Some people say it's purely scientific. They know that consciousness exists outside the body and that there is a collective consciousness of all humanity, of all the solar system, of all the many solar systems, of the universe, of the many universes. Doesn't matter how you look at this. You are a little piece. It's like if you were a cell in your body, if you were a cell in your body, and suddenly that cell woke up its self-awareness and said, oh my God, I'm not just a cell. I'm part of a living organism, and I'm intimately connected and tied to it. And part of my own destiny is connected to this entire organism. Now, this cell has a lot of self-determination on what it can do. But if that body wants to pick up and walk across the street, the cell's going to go with it. It's part of something bigger, that greater purpose, that greater plan. If the cell is in flow with the body, then it's working in harmony with it. If the cell is resisting or rejecting the body, it's going to have a rough time. You are the cell, and you are getting back in alignment with your bigger body, with your flow body, your flow self, the greatest, greatest you of all, that's connected to all the other greatest, greatest things of all. Okay, so that set you up for a quick flow dream about commitment. Flow dreaming is not meditation, my usual disclaimer. It's not self-hypnosis. It's totally different. If you're confused, go to my website and I will teach you how to do it correctly for free at flowdreaming.com. And so will my playlist there. Okay, eyes closed, deep breath. Relaxing, deep breathing, centering the body, centering yourself in your body, releasing your shoulders, releasing your jaw, releasing your forehead, letting your stomach go. You are perfect right now. Doesn't matter what your body may be feeling like. It doesn't matter what mental problems, issues may be traveling through your mind. Those are temporary, all temporary. You, the real you, you are perfect right now beneath all of that. You can see yourself like a golden light stepping out of your physical body right now. You're not disconnecting from it, you're just expanding away from it. You're expanding into something greater. It's like you're walking through a little door. Right there, in front of you in the air, this other part of you walking right through the door, getting on the other side of it. Getting into a place that feels like the other side of everything, the other side of Earth, the other side of physical, the inside of physical, the deep inner workings, all of the information, the blueprints, the maps for the physical. This is where it all resides. The energy of physical, you are in it, you are part of it. You're a map as well. Your energy self, your emotional self, it's all there. You a map of your greater self. You a map of your physical self. You can't help it, but you're committed to be this. There's no need for commitment. You simply are. You register this. I am all of this. I am all of this. I don't commit to being all of this. Commitment is irrelevant. I am all of this. And so now when you turn your attention to that energy of commitment, you realize commitment is just a smaller form of I am. I am. I am. That is commitment to its deepest level, where it becomes something beyond commitment. Commitment at a lesser level, that's where you say, I commit to, I engage with, we will seek this end, this goal, this feeling state. Commitment is what you use as you travel through all of these experiences that you're setting up around you. I commit to you and this and this. I know I can do this. I know I will be this. I know we can experience this. I know we will become this. Yes. Committing is easy. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing scary about it. It is a natural state. It's a necessary, required state. You step into it. You step all the way in. You feel yourself physically moving, stepping into commitment. And you say to your flow, show me where I need to commit right now because I'm ready. I'm totally ready for it. And with that, you've done what you need to do. And you open your eyes and you return from flow. There you go. See, we left on an emotional high point. I want you to stay in that space through the rest of the day, through the rest of the week. And I'll join you again here, this very place, next week for another brand new episode of Flow Dreaming. My love to you all.
That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.